Tom Carkle in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for this Friday, going to be a mixture of clouds and sun and a high today around 26. In Kenosha right now, 19 degrees, 25 in Burlington, Milwaukee 22, it's 20 at this hour in Racine. Last Sunday's snowfall in southeast Wisconsin may be tame compared to what could be coming in the next few days. AccuWeather's Elliot Abrams indicating it could be a lot or a little bit more depending on how the system moves, but it will snow in Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha, all the way down toward Chicago.
The computer models are still not in unison on how much to expect. If you take all of them, put them in one basket and average them, it comes out to something like 6-7 inches of snow. Some are suggesting we could get more than a foot. Others are saying maybe only 3 inches. But the timetable is that some light snow breaks out tomorrow. It doesn't amount to very much. Then it gets a little heavier tomorrow night, and most of what falls is Sunday and Sunday evening.
Again, most of that snow during the daytime, so be prepared for that if it does indeed fall at that time. The latest visioning, a Greater Racine event at Case High School, was billed as Invention City 2.0, the mission statement of by the year 2030. Working together, we have created a flourishing place we are all proud to call home. The visioning part of the two-hour gathering started right away. It involved different groups talking over the various components of what would make the community better. And then people like Mary Beth Aldrich addressed the collective from her leadership role with the Racine Revitalization Partnership. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave talked about efforts to get those who still need it a high school diploma or a GED certificate. He noted some 9,000 in the city of Racine and about 6,000 elsewhere in the county.
88% of employers are experiencing difficult filling positions. They also report a total of 727 projected openings in the next 12 months. Nearly half of those openings require at least some experience, though. If Racine County employers hired just 895 more workers, our county would match the state's unemployment rate.
Mayor John Dickert focused on the partnerships needed to improve the community, including blended community policing, which he said provides data that is needed to drive solutions.
So as we started developing all these projects together, the first one that we did was Anthony Lane. 59 police calls a month on Anthony Lane, which used to be Chicago Drive. We said, we're done with this. I literally walked the streets, knocked on doors inside those units. Most people said, you're not going to survive getting through the units. But what I found was there were great people in there in need. We brought in the health department. We brought in our inspections team. We brought in everybody working in tandem with our police department. And what we found was we could help those people.
Racine Unified Superintendent Lolly Hawes promoting the Academies of Learning now underway with the high school freshmen.
They're exploring their own interests, exploring careers that exist that line up to their interests, looking at colleges, looking at where do I go to get that kind of a job, how much will I make. They're learning about financial literacy. They're learning those soft skills, shake hands, look people in the eye, speak for yourself and speak in front of people. All those different skills are part of that freshman seminar course that all of our freshmen are taking this year.
For anyone interested in the community visioning for the year 2030, you can go online to info@visioningagreaterracine or on Facebook at www.facebook.com/visioningagreaterracine. As this visioning process takes place, something kind of similar took place about 20 years ago. It was a sustainable community development forum held at the Wingspread Conference Center, led by the late Sam Johnson, the chief executive of the S.C. Johnson Company.
Racine is a remarkable community because of all of the things that have happened over the years, the initiatives that have been taken, and this is a very remarkable group because the people in this room are going to be responsible for what happens not only next year, but in the next generation in Racine.
Members of the President's Council on Sustainable Development, of which Johnson was a member for over 3 years, took part in that gathering in Racine 20 years ago. And the presidential election recount is now done in Milwaukee County, like it is in Racine and Kenosha counties. The final vote tally not made available there, but the recount was not expected to, like the others, change the result of Donald Trump winning the state. In Kenosha County, Clinton picked up 23 votes. Trump gained 9. In Racine County, Trump gained 71 votes on the recount, 146 for Clinton. The recount, of course, requested by the Green Party's presidential nominee Jill Stein in Wisconsin, Michigan, and in Pennsylvania. A jury in Racine County deliberated less than 2 hours yesterday before convicting Tommy Kennedy of first-degree intentional homicide for the death of 19-year-old Samar McLean in July of 2014. The now 17-year-old Kennedy wrote rap lyrics, which investigators said appeared to even reference McLean's murder. The sentencing for Kennedy will be on February 10th by Racine Circuit Court Judge Emily Miller. The voters recommended approval just over a month ago, and the Burlington Common Council is continuing the process to advance a $5 million plan to build a new community pool at DeVore Park. During this week's Committee of the Whole meeting, Carrico Aquatics' Jason Krapfel, during discussion about the operation of the pool and the maintenance, said that the key remains finding the right person to manage it.
I mean, I can teach pool stuff. The lifeguarding side, we can teach. With Carrico Aquatics, we teach the operation side of it, the chemicals, the things like that. To find somebody with a lot of my city pools that are customers, they find teachers. They have that summer free. It gives them something to do. Marketing background, a business background, a leadership background, very helpful.
An endowment fund, membership money, general revenues projected to cover the pool's maintenance, with 8 lifeguards being projected for the hours of operation. A meeting is scheduled December the 20th in Burlington Council Chambers on the pool project, work still targeted to begin next year for an opening in 2018. The long history of WRJN in Racine has included many different format alterations, a few ownership changes, but over the 90 years of broadcasting, you still get the politicians and the interviews to go along with the news and the sports and the weather and all the rest in between. WRJN, which stands for Racine Journal News, began as WLGB and WRRS, Downtown Racine, in late 1926. The brainchild of Frank Leavenworth, Harold Witt, and newspaper publisher Frank Starbuck at 1370 kilocycles up until 1941.
I can remember as a kid coming down by the old hotel and watching the studio in operation then. I can remember a guy by the name of Ray Gouz that used to play the piano and Wake Up by Gum radio program. And now with all the wonderful people you got working for you, they certainly do a service to our city.
That's Racine Mayor Owen Davies in 1993. Over 90 years, WRJN has presented politicians galore, like Congressman Paul Ryan becoming House Speaker.
It was clear to me that I was a unifying figure in our conference and that I could unify us so that we could get focused on doing the people's business.
We had debates. All 11 candidates for mayor in our front lobby in 2009. Ted Allen with the only face-to-face in the 21st State Senate District recall.
The debate will begin with the candidates' opening statements, followed by questions from our panel.
Now we do community conversations with Glenn Klein.
I want a commitment from the mayor of Burlington, Jeannie Hefty, right now. You will be the first one in the pool and do a cannonball.
In terms of ownership, WRJN lasted 40 years with a newspaper. Then came Century Insurance and one-time Chicago DJ and businessman Dex Card.
I'm very pleased to know that the station is celebrating its birthday. And isn't that a rather remarkable feat?
Tony Gazzana and Associates, Bliss Communications. Now it's Magnum Media owning WRJN.
And as a family-owned company, they have a commitment to the communities that they do business in.
One-time general manager Chris Morrill, who began his radio career at WRJN, including Radio Park grass cutting. WRJN's format, it's varied over the decades, but always with a goal of information, conversation, and being there. Now 90 years of being there. And in addition to AM 1400, the signal is at 98.1 FM in Kenosha and 99.9 in Racine. What will those earlier businessmen think now? We want to remind you that Sunday morning, 8 o'clock, we've got a lot more of WRJN memories over the last 90 years with a half-hour special that'll be coming up. You'll want to tune in for that, some of the stuff that you have not heard so far this week. We want to tell you our newscasts are available in podcast form on the webpage. Go to WRJN.com, look in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.